I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Thousands congregated around Toronto's Nathan Phillips Square and Yonge and Dundas Square to march in solidarity with Ukraine as Russia's invasion of the country continues. Members of provincial and local governments marched with several Toronto Ukrainian organization leaders throughout the city streets as well. As the crowds gathered, politicians and leaders offered speeches throughout the rallies.
At this point, I would like to invite the Minister of Infrastructure and the MPP for Etobicoke Centre, Ms. Kinga Surma.
Yay!
Ontario stands with Ukraine. My name is Kinga Surma, and I am the member of Provincial Parliament for Etobicoke Centre, and I represent many Ukrainian voices. Ukraine has been through a lot in the last 100 years. Holodomor, World War II, and now this. But the spirit of the nation was never broken. Premier Doug Ford was very clear. He wants to see more Ukrainian refugees come here to Ontario where we can take care of them. Putin, get out of Ukraine!
Putin!
God bless Canada, God bless Ontario, and God bless Ukraine. Thank you.
Other speakers include Ontario Liberal MP Mitzi Hunter of Scarborough Guildwood.
Slava Ukraini!
Heroyam Slava!
Slava Ukraini!
Heroyam Slava!
As a people, we have to stand and defend democracy. As a people, we have to stand and defend human rights. As a people, we have to stand and defend justice. Because as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. says, justice anywhere is a sign of injustice everywhere. And so, to my Ukrainian Canadian friends, I want you to know that we see you, we hear you, and we as a community of the world, as humans, we will respond. We will respond until this war, until this destruction of your beautiful nation ceases.
Yeah.
Mississauga Mayor Bonnie Crombie highlighted several of Canada's recent sanctions against Russia. Other efforts include petitioning for a no-fly zone against the Russian military as Ukraine continues its defense.
No-fly zone!
No fly zone! No fly zone!
I stand as a proud Canadian of Polish-Ukrainian heritage, representing all the Mississaugans of Ukrainian descent. If you're from Mississauga, let's hear it now. Everybody is Ukrainian today, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from. We held a similar rally like this in Mississauga on Friday, and we proudly raised the Ukrainian flag and sang hymns, and we want to be heard. We want to have our voices heard. Let's hear it. Let's chant, shall we? No fly zone.
No fly zone. No fly zone.
So many things that we can continue to do. We have to ask our federal government to allow our brothers and sisters from Ukraine to enter Canada without a visa. Do we get that commitment?
Yes.
I watch in horror, as you do, scenes and images on TV and on the internet, people getting killed, mothers, fathers, children, they're taking refuge in bomb shelters and in subway stations. We're seeing missiles light up the skies. This is inconceivable. In this day, in this era, I never in my lifetime thought I would see a ground war in Europe. Putin, go home!
Putin, go home!
Putin,
go home!
More rallies and candlelight vigils are expected to be hosted in the downtown core in the coming days. Canada is continuing its financial and military aid to Ukraine this week. This includes $25 million worth of equipment for the Ukrainian armed forces. The majority of Western nations within NATO continue to sanction Russia, whose ruble fell by about 20% against the US dollar. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.